Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, December 19th. Currently with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is south at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.92. The dew point is 26 degrees. And the current wind chill is 25 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The next few days will be busy for travelers as 115.2 million Americans hit the roads, skies, and rails for the holiday. JP Bizet has more.
Airports expecting 7.5 million passengers are gearing up for the busiest Christmas and New Year's travel period ever. Liberal Municipal Airport is preparing for an influx, with the manager anticipating a similar turnout to November's 800 passengers. Despite uncertainties in exact numbers, he expects a busy season, especially with increased flights by SkyWest.
A police chase that came into Kansas from Colorado early Sunday ended in an arrest by the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office. A truck that Colorado officers were chasing was spotted going through Coolidge, headed east on U.S. Route 50. The vehicle was pulled over east of Syracuse, but the driver fled east on U.S. 50 before getting stuck on Grain Bin Road. Deputies said the driver threw a handgun and methamphetamine out of the passenger side window. A 27-year-old man from Aurora, Colorado, was arrested. Kansas and Colorado officers worked together on the arrest. This is Kansas Information Network News.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. Fake sneakers, fake cosmetics, and even fake pills. Crooks are selling counterfeit versions of just about everything. Last year, billions of dollars worth of counterfeit products were sold in the U.S. Sure, it may seem like saving a few bucks on the things you want isn't a big deal, but counterfeits are usually made in unsafe conditions, potentially using hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you've paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals and may support child labor, drugs, and even gangs. Smells like big crime to me. So if you still think buying fake products is harmless, think again. And remember, if you don't know where the products came from, how could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly has released the winner of Kansas's new standard issue license plate, as after a week of voting, Kansans chose the design featuring the Kansas State House dome within a cutout of the state and a yellow, white, and blue gradient background. This design won around 53% of the 270,000 votes from all 105 Kansas counties. Governor Kelly said it's great to see Kansans passionate for representing our great state, and now they can move forward on a design that received majority support and get clearer, safer license plates on the streets as soon as possible. She said Kansans will notice that license plates across the country are moving to simpler designs, and that's because of law enforcement and license plate reader requirements. So their number one priority with these license plates is safety. The current plates lose around 50% reflectivity after 5 years, which makes them difficult to read, especially at night, which makes it more difficult for law enforcement to read. This is the first time the public has been allowed to vote on the state's standard license plate design. David Harper, the director of the Kansas Department of Revenue's Division of Vehicles, stated that the Department of Revenue is pleased to have a design selected so it can promptly get to work issuing the updated plates. He said so many of the designs circulated on social media and sent to his office are beautiful works of art, but unfortunately cannot be used given the strict public safety, printing, and branding guidelines the new license plate has to meet. In January of 2024, the Kansas Department of Revenue will begin replacing all standard embossed plates. And to find answers to questions, you can visit ksrevenue.gov. As state lawmakers are set to return to Topeka next month, Governor Kelly keeps Medicaid expansion as a priority on her agenda. However, even with announcing a plan with a work requirement aimed at getting Republican support, GOP leadership in the Kansas House and Senate are already saying no. Though surveys show the policy to expand Medicaid in the state has support from the majority of Kansans. Kelly's latest proposal could cover people and families with an income of up to 138% of the federal poverty level, and that's up to about $34,000 for a family of three. To qualify for Medicaid under expansion, an individual also would need to meet a work requirement both to apply and to maintain coverage when renewals are sent out every 12 months. Kelly said this plan is also revenue neutral for Kansas, with 90% of expansion covered by federal funds and eventually a hospital surcharge. This proposal isn't removing opposition from GOP leadership in the state. However, groups that advocate for expansion say this would help people with health care that fall into the insurance coverage gap. Those are people who make too much to qualify for Medicaid in Kansas, currently capped at up to 38% of the federal poverty level, but not enough for the private health insurance marketplace subsidies, which start at 100%. The expansion plan is also getting support from some county sheriffs in Kansas because it would assist with covering the health care costs of inmates, as counties are currently burdened with those costs. However, in statements, Republican leadership said the solution is more options for private insurance, not government. The Kansas Department for Children and Families announced that Kansans needing financial assistance to keep their heat on this winter can apply for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, earlier this year than in past years. Department for Children and Family Secretary Laura Howard said Kansas winters can be brutal and no Kansas family should be cold, and that's why they're accepting LEAP applications as of December 18th rather than the beginning of January as they have traditionally done. LEAP helps Kansans restore and maintain energy services that heat their home, and this includes electricity, natural gas, propane, and other home heating fuels. Howard said they understand that applying for benefits can be complicated, so beginning December 18th through the end of March, the Department for Children and Families and partnering energy companies will be available to help Kansans gather information and submit their LEAP applications. To attend an in-person LEAP application event, you can visit the LEAP one-on-one support page, and Kansans should have with them their identification, proof of income for all adult household members, and their current utility bills. Applications are accepted online by visiting dcf.ks.gov and clicking Apply for Services until 5 p.m. on March 29th. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address that is responsible for the heating costs of the home, and applicants must be at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. Funding for LEAP is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Community Service through the Federal Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska State Patrol reported that a woman was killed in a shooting in Superior, saying that just before midnight on Sunday, the patrol and the Knuckles County Sheriff's Office responded to the shooting at a home in Superior. Authorities found 35-year-old Molly Gruber with a gunshot wound inside the home, and she was taken to a hospital where she was later pronounced dead. 30-year-old Sebastian Dunbar, who had stayed at the scene, was arrested on suspicion of second-degree murder, use of a weapon to commit a felony, and domestic violence. Investigators determined that the shooting happened during an argument between Dunbar and Gruber. A child was inside the home at the time of the shooting, and they have since been placed in protective custody. The investigation is ongoing. A North Platte woman faces multiple charges after she allegedly fraudulently used prescription pads to obtain more than a dozen oxycodone prescriptions. 43-year-old Tara Tilford has been charged in Lincoln County Court with 17 counts of acquiring a controlled substance by fraud. According to an arrest affidavit, on September the 11th, the Nebraska State Patrol began investigating a prescription fraud and forgery case that occurred at multiple North Platte pharmacies. The affidavit said the investigation determined Tilford allegedly fraudulently used a prescription pad and signature stamp from February 2021 to September 2023 to receive 17 prescriptions for oxycodone using both her name and her children's names. Court records do not offer any other details about the case. A warrant was issued for Tilford's arrest on Friday, though she was not listed as an inmate at the Lincoln County Jail as of Monday morning, and court records do not list her next court date. A Hastings man charged with sexually assaulting a teen has taken a plea deal. Adams County District Court records show George Jansen, 23, pled no contest on Wednesday to one count of attempted first-degree sexual assault, and in exchange for his plea, prosecutors reduced that charge from first-degree sexual assault of a minor. Two additional counts of third-degree sexual assault of a child and child abuse were also dismissed. While details of the case were not public, records do say that the crimes happened around February 5th, 2022, when the victim was 14 years old. Jansen is set to appear in Adams County District Court for sentencing at 11:30 a.m. on February 5th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Veterans in Northwest Kansas will now have easier access to the VA's community-based outpatient clinic in Hayes with its relocation to 4107 Vine Street, just north of Interstate 70. The Hayes community-based outpatient clinic is one of five associated with Wichita's Dole VA Medical Center. In the summer of 2022, it was announced that the facility would move to its new location to provide more space for additional services, as well as easier access to those traveling from outside the area. The new location provides more square footage, three additional exam rooms, dedicated space for group therapy and mental health care, and it meets updated telecommunication requirements for digital security and safeguarding veterans' health information. The clinic offers primary care, laboratory and pathology services, pharmacy, and telehealth services. The Kansas Department of Agriculture's Industrial Hemp Advisory Board will hold its annual board meeting at 1:30 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, December 20th. The meeting will be held virtually via Zoom, and the meeting will provide an update on hemp production in Kansas. The meeting is a scheduled board meeting and is open to the public. However, anyone desiring to attend by video conference must pre-register to be approved to be provided with the video link. For information about the meeting, including how to listen to the meeting by Zoom, you can visit the Industrial Hemp page of the Kansas Department of Agriculture website at agriculture.ks.gov/industrialhemp. Results for the Goodland Holiday Classic Wrestling Tournament that took place on December 16th includes the boys' team scores, with Hoxie placing first, earning 152.5 points, Colby placing second, earning 135.5 points, and Norton Community placing third, earning 133.5 points. For the girls' team scores, Norton Community High School in Northern Valley placed first, earning 137.5 points, Colby placed second, earning 118 points, and Joaquini Trigo Community Quinter placed third, earning 115.5 points. The individual results for the Norton boys includes Caleb Kieswetter, 13-1, placed third and scored 13.5 team points. 113-pound Derek Clydesdale, 11-3, placed third and scored 10.5 team points. 120-pound Aston Katz, 9-5, placed fifth and scored 4.5 team points. 126-pound Jayton Weigel, 11-4, placed second and scored 13 team points. 132-pound Michael Urban, 4-9, placed 11th and scored 4 team points. 138-pound Jace Binder, at 1-11, placed 8th and scored 2 team points. 144-pound Brennan Fonenstill, 12-3, placed 2nd and scored 16.5 team points. 150-pound Jack Carter, 6-3, placed 5th and scored 3.5 team points. 157-pound Jarrett Fonenstill, 5-8, placed 9th and scored 16 points. 165-pound Logan Fonenstill, 7-9, placed 5th and scored 16 points. 175-pound Cope Railsback, 7-7, placed 11th and scored 14 points. 190-pound Logan Willauer, 8-1, placed 5th and scored 15 points. 215-pound Colton Stover, 13-2, placed 1st and scored 22.5 team points. And 285-pound Corbin Puga, 10-0, placed 1st and scored 22.5 team points. The individual results for the girls includes Lorelei Granberry, 5-3, placing 4th and scoring 12 team points. 120-pound Allison Hale, 7-5, placed 7th and scored 14 points. 125-pound Natalie Simmons, 1-4, placed 11th and scored 0.5 team points. 130-pound Zoe Erickson, 1-6, placed 11th and scored 2 team points. 135-pound Lily Puga, 3-8, placed 7th and scored 14 points. 140-pound Ella Clark, 7-4, placed 3rd and scored 15 team points. 145-pound Dally Braun, 5-0, placed 1st and scored 24 team points. 155-pound Jesse Waite, 9-4, placed 2nd and scored 18 team points. 155-pound Evie Vance, 5-3, placed 3rd. 170-pound Dana Bailey, 8-4, placed 1st and scored 22 team points. 170-pound Olivia Graham, placed 5th. 190-pound Adriana Winters, 3-7, placed 3rd and scored 11 team points. 235-pound Emma Ballou, 1-6, placed 3rd. 190-pound Cadence Greason, 7-3, placed 1st and scored 18 team points. And 235-pound Kenya Goss, 5-1, placed 1st and scored 18 team points. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having corn dog, sweet potato tots, pepper strips, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pepperoni pockets, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be shaved turkey, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 58 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 29 and a south wind of 5 miles per hour, which should become northwest after midnight. On Wednesday, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 54. And on Wednesday night, should be mostly cloudy with a low around 29. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be partly sunny with a high near 56. On Friday, sunny with the high near 61. On Saturday, there's a 20% chance of rain after noon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 58. On Sunday, rain is likely, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 56. And on Monday, Christmas Day, there's a 30% chance of rain, otherwise it'll be partly sunny with a high near 46. Currently with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is south at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.92. The dew point is 26 degrees. And the current wind chill is 25 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. The Kansas City Royals officially introduced their newest signing on Monday, announcing veteran starting pitcher Michael Wacha. The former All-Star signed a one-year deal with Kansas City with an option for the second season, with the total value of the deal coming up to $32 million. Wacha addressed reporters on Monday and said that Kansas City's potential was a major reason why he signed with the Royals.
I've only heard really great things from the players, from previous teams here, and just talk about how great the organization was, the city. I've seen this ballpark whenever it's, you know, winning baseball is going on here with postseason appearances, you know, in those, what was it, 13, 14, 15, 16 years, you know, just saw the atmosphere here, that what it could be, and, you know, the potential is here with this team, and just a lot of excitement here, and couldn't be more pumped to be able to put on this uniform.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski.
The holiday season is right around the corner, so give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. With powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws to place under the tree, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Save $40 on the HSA 45 battery-powered hedge trimmer. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. Now $99.99 was $139.99 MSRP. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP.
It's that special time of year once more, and the team at Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to remind our patients just how special they are to us. Thank you for your continued trust and support that allows us to provide quality care to our community. We would also like to remind you to please make sure your prescriptions and appointments are coordinated around our holiday closings. Have a wonderful, healthy, and safe time celebrating with loved ones. We look forward to serving you and your health needs in 2024.
Farmers know that having cleaner fields leads to higher yields. So when the 100% exclusive genetics of Asgrow brand soybeans with XtendFlex technology clears out those hard-to-control weeds, you can see the path to the next bushel on every acre, adding to your bottom line. If you're ready to have clean fields and consistent performance, let Asgrow lead the way. See your local Asgrow seed dealer for more information. Always read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. We're seeing some cloud cover gradually move into parts of western and north central Kansas this morning. A gradual warming trend on the way today and tomorrow, with temperatures running between 5 and 10 degrees above average today, between 10 and 15 degrees above average tomorrow. Strong difference in air pressure located on the eastern slope of the Rockies, creating gusty winds as high as 30, even 40 miles per hour. We have a disturbance moving into the plains late tomorrow, with chances of rain possible Thursday and Friday. And again, more widespread rain Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. In northwestern Kansas, partly cloudy today with a high temperature in the mid-60s. North central Kansas, variable clouds, breezy and 55. Northeastern Kansas, sunny and breezy with a high 52. Southwestern Kansas, partly cloudy and not as cool today. We're high in the low 60s, upper 20s tonight. South Central Kansas, sunny and breezy today with a high in the low 50s. And in southeastern Kansas, sunny with a high 52. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, the highs yesterday, well, came off of those highs that were expected and finished much lower than we anticipated, as it was a tough week as we are trying to look for a better cash movement. But unsure of that. Expected to be steady to strong on cash this week, but nothing big overall. Just a reminder, too, Cattle on Feed Report and the Hogs and Pigs Report will come out Friday afternoon, but they will not be traded on until Tuesday of next week. Overnight grains, weaker tone, wheat futures down 2, corn 1 to 2 lower, and soybeans 11 cents lower. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.